that food has become much more expensive, that shelter has become much more expensive, that energy is more expensive, that many consumer goods are simply unavailable? Can you not see that this is going to get worse if the Deloitte-style moralists have their way? How much short-term pain are you going to be required to sustain? Decades worth? All your life and the life of your children? It's very likely for your own benefit. Remember that. And all this painful privation is not only not going to save the planet, it's going to make it far worse.
If you just kind of look at what's going on in the world today, Jordan Peterson's exactly correct. How long are we supposed to put up with this stuff? How long are we supposed to, live with the 7% inflation? How long are we supposed to live with our children being used as guinea pigs and, pharmaceuticals and different kinds of drugs and different kinds of surgical procedures? Since when did we allow this to take place? And how long are we going to put up with it? I never thought in a million years that I would ever see the United States of America. And, I think in the world, even the world today, if you look at other countries, they aren't as progressive as the America has become. They aren't. They don't, most places don't accept this whole ideology of gender, where you can just change your gender because you think you can. It's not scientific. It's not science. It's not biology. It's nothing. And the Western civilization here, this Western culture here, seems to be leading the pack in these kinds of ideologies, these kinds of new religions. And how long are we going to allow this to take place? I mean, how long before we start stepping up? Have we gone too far? Have we missed the turning point of being able to turn around, the off-ramp to this stuff to get us back on track? It's going to take more than just an election. It's gonna take a concerted effort to fight this stuff. Michael Knowles, he was giving a talk at the CPAC, and I think I mentioned this on my last episode, but he said this gender ideology is either true or false, and if it's true, then it's true for everybody, right? And if it's false, it's false for everybody, which it is. It's false. So where do you go from here? Like, where do you go from it? If we know it's false and it's something that we shouldn't be listening to, right? We shouldn't be accepting as a people. We shouldn't be allowing our children in schools and our children being subjected to this kind of ideology. And when did our education system decide that, hey, instead of teaching math and literature and teaching how to write, how to comprehend, teaching the sciences, even at very basic levels in elementary school, that our educational system has decided that the approach that we need to take is to put transgender people in front of our children. We need to put strippers in front of our children. We need to take our children and go on a school outing and go to, a gay and lesbian and a transgender bars and things like that. These are our field trips we used to take a field trip, and it used to be, hey, let's go to the, let's go to Cincinnati Reds or, the stadium or something like that. Or we go to the train station, or we go to a place where we could learn about history and things like that. But what do we do now? I just don't understand it. Like, why is our educational system so bent on pushing this gender and gay just this fluidity type thing? Why are they pushing this so much? It's incredible to me. And you really have to ask yourself, why is this happening? You know, are we to the point where we have just accepted these things, or are we going to start fighting back? And I'm fine. I mean, like I said, it's more than just an election. You know, we got an election coming up in 2024, you know, and everybody's going, well, this last election, say, wow, we really need to take the House and the Senate back to really make a difference, right? To really push back against Joe Biden's progressive agenda, right? Well, what do we do? What did the Republicans do? They put, number one, they put a field of lousy candidates out there, right? And they lose. And we barely, by the thinnest margin ever, take back the House, which is a good thing. And then we don't take back the Senate, which kind of like almost offsets. It's kind of like an equal back and forth, you know. And but I don't think it would have changed anything, because we have, on both sides of this aisle, this progressive kind of attitude. We have a very progressive side on the Democrat side, and then we have a more conservative progressive side on the Republican side, where they don't want to make waves. And this is stuff that you really need to fight back. You know, I was reading the Book of Mormon again, and I was reading in Alma, and it was talking about Moroni, and Moroni was one of the generals there, was fighting the Lamanites, and he was trying to prepare his people for the inevitable fighting of the Lamanites. And what he did, this chapter, or these couple of chapters, he was talking about fortifying the cities around about, where they would actually build these huge mounds of dirt around the cities, and then on top of the dirt, on top of these mounds of dirt, they would put timbers, and then they would put other timbers on top of those, and then each one of the corners where they would decide, they would put these towers up. So it was like that, you know, the timbers were the height of a man, and then on top of those timbers were other wood and timber kinds of things that were put up to fortify the city from enemies, right? And it was really interesting this was all being done before actually, you know, the Lamanites were attacking the Nephites and things like that. He was doing this in preparation to fortify, to keep to keep his people safe, to keep their parents safe, to keep the children safe, to keep their way of life safe. And you know, I was drawing a similarity of what's going on today. We just aren't not building these kinds of fortifications around, number one, around our country. We're not building them around, and I'm not talking fortifications that are racist or bigoted and things like that. I'm talking about basically standing up for what is truth, you know, standing up for what is truth and speaking the truth. And there isn't variables of truth. There's the truth and there's lies, right? And what we have become as a nation is we've become a subtle kind of like just, who cares? Nobody cares. Whatever people want to do, that's fine with me. And there's no fortification. There's no fortification in the family. We've broken down the family. We've broken down marriage. You know, more than 50% of marriages end in divorce anymore. We're taking away the idea of what a woman is, you know, what a female is, and we're allowing men to enter that space, and they shouldn't be allowed to enter that space because they just don't belong there, and it's not their right to do that. We're tearing down the ideal of family, because we're not having children anymore. We're not replacing ourselves the way that we should, which is just an absolute must for a nation to be able to do, to replace, to have birth, to have children, to replace our dying generations. And we're not doing that now. And then it's just like, what do we do? And then we have a government that's run amok, that's using law to punish and to attack its competitors. This whole thing with this Trump, listen, I'm not a Trump supporter. I don't know who I'm going to vote for, because it's still early in the race. I'm looking at every candidate right now, and But what's happening to what has happened to Trump at the hands of Democrats and at the hands of the left is absolutely terrible. And now you have this progressive Soros DA in New York going after Trump for something that took place 7 years ago that has already been, you know, has already been tested. It's already been brought to court. It's already been, you know, nobody wants to touch this thing. This pain, you know, paying for sex and things like that is just not something that is that has already been you know, brought cases against it, and it has proven to be something that is just not provable, and it's just not something that is true. And then you have this DA in New York who is doing this again simply because he doesn't like Donald Trump. That's all it is. I mean, that's just all it is. They don't like him, and they don't want him to run for office. And then you got the media who loves Donald Trump because anything with Donald Trump just gives them, you know, scores and scores of new audience and things like that. So they love it. So they're hoping that he gets indicted, and they're hoping because that'll bring more news and information to their stations, so their ratings will go up, so people listen to him again, which nobody's listened to him now. So, and we're in this constant flux of what are we doing? What are we doing? Is this something that we need, that we are going to have to, that we're just going to have to bear for the rest of our lives? What a sad and pathetic way to live your life, to be always scared of what you're going to say. Never being able to really have a complete thought and being able to express your opinions about things, never having a debate again about things that you believe, and maybe it disagrees with somebody else, and you can have a debate and talk about these things. The government of the United States and the laws of this country have been weaponized against people that doesn't allow them to do these things anymore. And I'm just saying, are we to a point, and I don't know, I guess that's a question, and I'd like to hear from you guys, are we to a point we're not going to turn around? It's going to take more than one election and one president. I mean, say Donald Trump does get elected, or somebody else gets elected, and he's a Republican and he's a conservative. So you get him for 4 years. So what's going to happen, and we've already seen what happened already with Donald Trump, you're going to have the left go after this person with all kinds of malevolence. They're just going to attack this guy. They're just going to go after him, try to do everything they can, because we've already seen their game plan. Okay, we've already seen it, and they're going to continue to do this because this is what they do. This is exactly what they do. They tear down, they break down, they lie to bring about a certain, you know, certain idea. That's what they do. They lie and they cheat, and they use the government, they use the laws of our great country here against those who are standing against them. I mean, look what they're doing. Look what they've done with parents and going to school boards. You know, the simple parents going to school boards wanting to know what their children are being taught in school because they are hearing, we're hearing this transgender, this critical race theory, ideologies and stuff like that that are being taught in our schools. We don't want that being taught in our schools. I don't want my child being looked at and saying, hey, I'm a bad person because of the color of my skin, which is completely asinine, because this is exactly, you know, what segregation was all about in the first place. It's just changing the color of the skin. That's all it is. And these parents that come in, and then what does the DOJ does, and what does the Attorney General of the United States of America? He goes after the parents. He tries to scare them so they don't speak out. That's all it is. It's just a tactic to scare people. Do you really want to live in a country that you are scared to go to a school board meeting and express your opinion and want to find out what your kids are being taught in school? And have some say in what's being presented, and what, you know, I don't know, man. Sometimes I just wonder, like, where are we? You know, I count my blessings. I don't have kids in school. I don't have them in elementary anymore. They're all grown, and I'm happy about that. And at the same time, I pity my kids and I worry about my kids and I worry about my grandchildren. What is the educational system, and what is this world going to, and what is the United States of America going to give my grandchildren, my children and my grandchildren in the future if we keep going down this road? Is the only thing that's going to save it is divine intervention? Maybe that's the case. I don't know. Maybe that's the case. A lot of times I think, yeah, well, maybe that's what I need, and maybe that's, you know, let's just call it quits. Jesus, come today, tomorrow, and let's get this thing over with, because we're heading the wrong direction. What do we do? What do we do to change? Is it inevitable? Sometimes I feel like it is, and we just have to slowly manage or just slow down the direction that we're going in this country and slow it down as much as we can, so it doesn't, you know, absolutely destroy us as a nation, as a people. It's just incredible to me that we're allowing this stuff to do it. We cannot continue the direction that we're going. This is worse than when it was with Obama. And, you know, I've said it before, you know, at the end of his second term, people of this country knew that we were headed in the wrong direction. There's more segregation, more racism because of Obama. And people just didn't like the way the country was going. And there was a rebellion, you know, with the Tea Party. There was a rebellion with Donald Trump for 4 years. And he was fought tooth and nail the whole time that he was in office. Luckily, he was able to get some marvelous things done that has slowed this whole process down. And I'm thankful for that. But what can we do to hold off this tide and to stop it? You know, it's like, it's exactly like Knowles said. You have to completely reject these ideas. And how that is done, I'm not sure. People, you know, like I do, get on my podcast and I voice my opinion. And people continue to voice their opinion and try to build into people's character the ability to say, hey, I'm concerned about this too. I want to say something, and I'm going to say it. And I'll take the hit. You know, I'll take the hit. I'll let the progressives come after me and try to cancel me and try to do this. But I'm not going to allow myself to be canceled. And we have to learn. You know, I don't like to use the word fight back, but that's exactly what it is. It's to fight back with facts and truth and education. We all have to understand. We have to be educated in this ideology in order to ward off what is going on and be able to say, you know, get into a discussion with someone and be able to hold your ground, because they are not going to be able to hold your ground because their ideas are based on nothing, basically. It's just an idea. There's no facts, there's no truth, there's no science behind this. You know, and we've seen this now for 3 years with COVID, with the way the government handled COVID, and how we just went along like a bunch of, like, sheep, just hey, let's bloop, 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 bloop. Boop, 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 just jump off, right? Just jump off the cliff, you know? We're going to stop this thing for 2 weeks and let's stop the spread, and then it turns into 3 months, and then it's next thing you know, it's 2 years and we're shutting down our economy. We're not able to go to church. We're keeping our kids out of school. And all of this is going to create this massive amounts of issues in the coming days, in the next decade, that we're going to see. And we're going to sit there and talk about, oh, you know, well, we saved 500,000, you know, lives because of the COVID vaccine. But how many lives have been absolutely destroyed? We know how many businesses were destroyed already, and livelihoods and things like that, how much money has been wasted, okay? But whose lives are really going to be, these lives are never going to be the same again. The children lost 2 years of education and communication with their friends and things like that. They've lost these experiences that they'll never ever get back. And it's a shame. It's just like, where do we put our foot down on this stuff? Where do we do? What do we do to put our foot down? Well, you know what? You do it by your voice. You do it by your voting. You do it by your voice, and you just don't allow falsehoods and lies and deception to get a hold on things. You just don't allow it to take place, and you fight it with all your heart. And you know what's right, and you know what's good, and you know what's true, and you stand for that which is true. That's what you do. And you just keep fighting it, and you just keep fighting it, and you just keep fighting back until we hopefully see the tide change and things start to change back. I've always said it, you know, when this country is more in the center of between right and left, we operate much better as a country. And we are so far, so screwed up on the left, and far left, progressively left, that we are actually believing that a boy can be a girl and a girl can be a boy. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? We're actually believing that we have to live with a 7% inflation rate. We actually believe that we have to spend trillions and trillions of dollars on a climate package that isn't going to do anything, has not proven to do anything to affect the climate. Yet we just have to accept the fact that these elites, these educated people, which we're finding out more and more that these doctors, these educated people, aren't the smartest, aren't the sharpest pencils in the box of pencils. You know, it's like, who are these people, and why do we give them authority over us? You know, we are the people. You know, the Constitution was written for us. It wasn't written for Joe Biden. You know, it wasn't written for a president of the United States. It wasn't written for an AG. Okay, it wasn't written for the Department of Justice. It was written for we the people. We, you know, have unalienable rights. Okay, we have the rights to be able to believe in God and to elect our officials. Okay, it's our freedoms. It's not just the president of the United States. It's just not because he's in power and all of his bureaucracy behind him and all the power that's there. We're seeing it more and more. They can't do things. They can't do things because of the Constitution. So what do? They go behind the Constitution. They get businesses to do it. They get social media to do it. They're all in it together. So what do? How do you fight back? How do you raise your voice? How do you say enough is enough? I don't know. It's a good question. Some place to maybe stop and think, and you know, for yourself and your family. You know, maybe some pause and thinking about what's going on in the world and really seeing what's going on in the world. And whether you want to keep up with this, is this the new way of life in the United States of America? I don't want it. I don't want it this way. I don't. It's pathetic. It's just so worrisome. It's just so worrisome. And I never had that before in my life. I've never had that growing up in this great country. I've never had this. This isn't success, Joe Biden. This is failure. This is a complete and utter failure. That's been brewing for a long time, but you have accelerated this beyond measure. And this is happening under your watch. You're responsible for it. And, there just needs to be a change. And I really hope that that change takes place. Because we are not in the right place. We're not going in the right direction. Hey, listen, thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. If you like what I said, please drop me an email, rob@robscottpodcast.com. Give me 5 stars on Apple or Spotify or whatever, you know, choice of applications you use to listen to your podcast. But, you know, just, wow. Things need to change. They really do. Hey, thanks for listening. Till next time, till Monday. God bless you. Be safe out there.